Well, I've known Mark, by the way, for several years. I don't know, going back, what, about 5 years?
About 6 years, I would say.
Six, 7 years.
And once I met you.
Yeah, it was when I was up in beautiful Vancouver, and I really enjoyed talking to him. And well, tell us some more anecdotal stories up there. Are masks required now? Are restaurants open? Do you have to have the shot to go into different places? I know that they tried that a couple last year, but what's it more or less normal now? I mean,
well, yeah, more or less normal. Okay, so you don't need to wear a mask going into a restaurant. You don't have to be vaccinated to go into a restaurant. Now, I believe that was about a few months ago that they stopped the vaccination mandate for going into restaurants and that. So if you're unvaccinated, you can go anywhere you want, pretty much.
Okay.
And now they've dropped the travel mandate. I think it was in June, I believe it was now. And so now I can hop on a plane and travel wherever I want to. Now, let's say... if I travel outside of Canada, come back, then I have to quarantine for 2 weeks. And so we have this stupid ArriveCan app, which everybody has to have on their phone. And if you don't have it, then you have to quarantine it. You have to quarantine no matter what, even if you're vaccinated. So there's been some interesting videos on Twitter where people are at the, coming back from a trip abroad, and they're being accosted by a health officer at the airport, and the demand to see the ArriveCan app, and people are saying, forget it, we don't have it, and we're walking away. So some people are standing up to it, and in that case you can say that some people are waking up to the nonsense that's going on.
Right.
But the frustrating thing is that, okay, you can be vaccinated and test positive on your last PCR test and still be free to come in and not have to quarantine. On the other hand, you could be unvaccinated, not be infected, have a PCR test to prove it, and still have to quarantine. So, you know, now when I say that they've dropped the travel mandate, so I have to say that they've suspended them. So they reserve the right to move them back in.
Oh boy.
Yeah. And so a lot of people are expecting more lockdowns this fall, and they're going to bring the hammer down again. And so another thing I just want to mention about the vaccines is that our parliament's in recess right now, and they're coming back in September sometime, but before they went on recess, the health minister stated that what they're going to try and do now is right now, to be considered fully vaccinated, all they need is just two vaccines. So now he's coming out, changing definitions and saying, okay, we recognize that nobody can be fully vaccinated. We're going to say that your vaccines are up to date. So in order to be classified as being up to date, you will have had to have a booster within the last 9 months.
Wow.
Which is ridiculous, because we know darn well that the vaccines don't work. Trudeau has, had Omicron a few times, in spite of so-called, you see the idiocy of the whole thing.
Right. I heard there was a story last week. Maybe you heard this, Gerhardt and Mark, about how people going into quarantine in Canada are forced to listen to 2 weeks straight, 24/7, of old Hillary Clinton's speeches.
Das ist wieder typisch. Okay. Also Mark hat uns vorher erzählt, ich ein bisschen zusammenfassend, dass es in Kanada ist die Situation auch entspannt gerade, aber interessant ist, wenn ich das richtig verstanden habe, dass wenn du einreist, dass du in Quarantäne gehen musst, egal ob du geimpft bist oder nicht, das ist auch spannend. Also das ist das öfters passiert ist. Okay.
Well, I was going to say quickly, I was good friends with Paul Hellyer before he passed on.
Yeah.
And I've been talking to him today, and he wanted me to share this with you, to you, Mark, and all my listeners in Canada, that he's pretty upset about what's going on. And he said, we've got to get Trudeau out of there. I don't know the political scene in Canada very well, but, I don't know what's going on. But I don't see how Trudeau can hang on as much as he has, frankly. But Paul Hellyer wants him out.
Yeah.
Yesterday. Indeed.
Yes. Well, what's happening right now in the political scene is that, Trudeau has a minority government, the Liberals, okay? So right now we're suffering not the tyranny of the majority, but the tyranny of the minority. So, but what has happened is that the NDP, which is a far or most far left party in Canada, they have
New Democratic Party.
Yeah, NDP, yeah, New Democratic Party. They've made an agreement with Trudeau that they'll back him up. So they've basically established a coalition that basically gives Trudeau a majority because he has, so he can't suffer a non-confidence vote. But it's kind of funny though, because we don't know what to make of Trudeau's behavior this summer, because this summer he's been bouncing all over the country like he's on some sort of a campaign, you know, and he's making all these photo ops, and it just doesn't make any sense. So some people have been suggesting, is he, you know, asking the question, he wants to have another election, try to get a majority, but right now some people think that because the Conservative Party, which is the major opposition party right now, they are without a leader. They only have an interim leader.
Right.
They're going through a voting process with their members to bring in another leader. So that's where the opposition is right now. And so during most of the pandemic, there was no opposition whatsoever from the Conservative Party. And then what happened was is that after the truckers convoy, the Conservative Party woke up and realized that they're on the wrong side of history here. And so they booted their leader out. His name was O'Toole, aptly named. Uh-huh. And now, ever since then, they've been hammering the Liberals in the House of Commons. And the big star for the Conservative Party is Pierre Poilievre. And a lot of people have hopes on him. Now, we're not sure whether we can trust Pierre or not, but he's been looking pretty good right now on a lot of issues. But it's unclear whether or not if he'll follow the global agenda or not. Because I believe it was one big red flag is that his wife at one time used to work for Pfizer.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so, you know, exactly. But,
Michael Yerden used to work for Pfizer, too. He's come out against, he used to be a VP. So you have to see what they, what, you know, but
yeah,
what they're like, so.
Yeah, well, I really like Yerden. He's a great guy. And, but I don't know. It's, we're all kind of very cautious about this. Mm-hmm. The other right party on the right is the PPC, and that's Max Bernier. And he's the one I trust the most, but he doesn't have very much support. And it's a very kind of a small grassroots party. And right now, they're only ranking about 5% in the polls.
Well,
okay.
Anyway, Gerhard, probably, it's hard for Gerhard to translate a whole bunch of stuff.
Sorry about that. Yeah.
No, I can translate it all, yes.
Yeah, sorry about that.
But no, it's no problem. We have 15 minutes left, and the purpose of the show is to make the world a better place. Mark, what will we bring to our people and to the hearts of our people?
And to those in Canada.
Yes, pray for Canada.
We
and
pray
for the Dutch farmers.
For the what?
Absolutely.
Pray for the Dutch farmers.
Right.
What is it?
The farmers in Holland.
Ah, the farmers. Okay.
They're standing up. They're trying to take away all their land so they can't produce food. Mm-hmm. I've never seen such an crazy thing. Is that that's happening down here too in the States, where Bill Gates has bought up all his land? And I guess a positive thing to say, Gerhard and Mark, would be to say none of these nefarious negative plans are going to work. We are going to get through it. My guides say that this year, to look at a glass of water as being half full instead of half empty, sure, we've got challenges ahead of us, but every time in the past when they've tried to kill us off or stop our ascension, we've made it through. We're going to make it through this year, too. I mean, they can try to take all the land of the farmers in Holland. They can take, they tried to do the shot program in Vienna, I remember last Christmas, but then there were massive protests all over the country, and people stopped it. So, I mean, you know.
Yeah, do I understand right that the Dutch farmers in Holland, in Europe, they are taking away the land? Or Dutch farmers in Canada?
Oh, Dutch farmers in Holland.
In Holland. In Netherlands.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. And why? What are they doing?
They say it's because of global warming. They're taking their land away.
Ah, okay.
I don't understand the logic. It's not really... It's strange logic.
Who takes the land? The government?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who? Yeah. The government?
The government takes it.
Ah.
And then I think it's just another way of controlling myself. That's how I'm seeing. The farmers are pretty upset, too. So.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, it has to do, where they're zeroing in on is the nitrogen fertilizers. They're claiming that the nitrogen emitted from the fertilizer is a greenhouse gas, and they have to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, and so Trudeau's trying to do the same thing here. He's going to introduce it this fall,
right,
here in Canada. So,
well, as I said before, what we need to do is to stand up for our rights, and the, and you know, and thank you, Gerhard, for keep asking the questions. How can we make this world a better place, knowing what we do know? And I guess the major message is just to stand up for your rights, stand up for freedom. And we've got the numbers, and they don't. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's one lesson you can take away from all this discussion. You know, not that so much maybe that a bunch of doctors in Canada are all dead thanks to the SHOP program, but rather the spiritual lesson for all of us to stand up and just say no. You know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So. Just opened a website about the farmers, so
oh good.
Okay. I will just tell it in German. Also in Holland, in den Niederlanden, protestieren Bauern seit Wochen gegen strenge Umweltauflagen. Am Mittwoch legten Landwirte Feuer und blockierten Straßen mit Unrat und Mist, worum es bei den Bauernprotesten geht. Das steht da jetzt am Anfang noch nicht, aber offensichtlich die Auflagen der Regierung haben sich so verändert, um den Schadstoffausstoß drastisch zu reduzieren. Wegen Nitrat, genau, Stickoxide, 30% der Viehbauern müssen ihren Betrieb aufgeben. The government tells the farmers to stop their business, okay, but they don't take the land away. Do they?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Not yet.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, I understand. Thank you.
Yeah, okay, good, good. And Gerhard and Mark, there's been protests as well by farmers in Germany, hasn't there? I think in Deutschland there's been farmers and also in Italian.
Okay. That's right.
And where else?
We've had some in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's on a much smaller scale, but it's mostly Holland, Germany, and Italy. Now, the German farmers, as I understand, they actually met at the border and shook hands with the Dutch.
Really?
As a sign of backing them up. Yeah,
that's cool.
Support. Yeah. Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also auch in Deutschland kann das passieren wie in Holland. Also da gehen bereits auch, da brodelt es auch schon, lese ich gerade, auch bei den Bauern. Und in Italy also, the farmer?
Right.
Okay. In Italien auch.
Well.
Aha. Okay. Yeah. Okay, this, yeah, this, they take away our freedom on many levels.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But, well, like John F. Kennedy is telling me now, people were meant to be free.
Mm-hmm.
That's the, really the issue, isn't it? Not to be enslaved, but to be free. And that's our spiritual lesson to take away from all of this, is meant to be free. So, yeah.
All right. Good.
Yeah.
So we have a few minutes left. We will also play the water song at the end. Is there any statement left we want to give our audience tonight? Was wollen wir noch rüberbringen?
Well, I think what I'd like to do is to play a minute from an old song in the 60s called People Got to Be Free from the Rascals. It's just... And it just goes, people are meant to be free. It's kind of cool, so I'll just play that here.
Okay, spiel mal ein.
Nothing high tech, I'll just put it on my thing.
You should feel.
wonderful song. This is just the kind of music we play here on Radio Soul. Solely.
Well, that's good. That's just something kind of fun to play. But people do want to be free. That's what they want, you know?
And, people got to be free. Super song.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's why we're all here, to make the world a better place and to help people be free. You know, that was the whole point of John F. Kennedy. Well, eventually, I think people there will not be the perceived need to have a organized government authority like we do now. I don't think, because after this experience, you know, a lot of our so-called leaders, they really don't help us that much. Anyway, I'm looking for something interesting from something interesting from President Kennedy here, and I'll just play a minute of this here.
Okay, der sucht gerade auf seinem Smartphone etwas raus.
Here we go.
Now an address by the President of the United States, speaking live from Washington.
A real president, not on a CGI screen.
Good evening, my fellow citizens. This afternoon, following a series of threats and defiant statements, the presence of Alabama National Guardsmen was required on the University of Alabama to carry out the final and unequivocal order of the United States District Court of the Northern District of Alabama. That order called for the admission of two clearly qualified young Alabama residents who happened to have been born Negro. That they were admitted peacefully on the campus is due in good measure to the conduct of the students of the University of Alabama.
You know, that's the kind of leadership we need today. Somebody who's willing to stand up for our rights and liberties, whether you're in Canada, the United States, Austria, Germany, you name it, Switzerland. We need a leader like that today. We don't have them, but we all need to stand up individually for our rights and liberties. And that's nothing else. If nothing else, that's the kind of lesson I think we get from...
Wonderful. The best leader is our heart, and so right. When we get connected to our hearts, we don't need any other leaders anymore.
Well, you said that right. Perfect. Okay. Thank you. That is absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
And Mark, we've just got a couple minutes left. Would you like to chime in on something?
Okay, yeah. Well, definitely, I think we need courage. What I see here in Canada is, like, we have a lot of doctors who are kind of going along with everything here, but we don't have the courage to get up and stand up and risk their livelihood to speak for the truth. And we don't have enough people in the medical profession doing that.
Right.
But we don't have enough people all around standing up, and because, you know, the media is so nasty and so quick to demonize people for standing up for rights. And I don't know how we're going to get through this, but we need courage. We need more people to stand up. And there are a few people around, but I think the truckers' convoy helped out a lot with people's courage, and we need to draw on that.
Right.
Ja, also Marc sagt, es ist wichtig, dass wir Mut haben und couragiert sind, dass wir aufstehen auch. Und diese Trucker-Konvois, die es in Kanada gab, die haben ganz viel im Bewusstsein der Menschheit, also der Menschen dort auch bewegt, wieder mehr Mut zu haben und auch die Kraft der Gemeinschaft zu spüren und zu sehen. Do they also still have convoys there, or is it gone?
The convoy was broken up in February, so we haven't I think we had a convoy on Canada Day, which is July 1st.
Right.
It was a bunch of veterans on motorcycles that came into Ottawa. Well, that's been about it. We do have some farmers' convoys over the summer. Those have been pretty small. I don't know much about them. Mm-hmm. But we've been trying to get all over Canada. We've had some farmers' car convoys, but they've been pretty small, not very well organized.
Mm. Okay, Ted, this is... This is the end of the show.
Quick, Paul Hillier just came in. He's the former Defense Minister of Canada.
Okay.
He said that he's working now with President John F. Kennedy for world peace. They're both working together. They knew each other in the 60s when he was the Defense Minister of Canada, and John F. Kennedy, of course, was our president. And John F. Kennedy is still our president in the spiritual sense, and so is Jackie, our First Lady, on the other side. These are real people, who are real presidents in the spirit world, unlike the fake people we have now in office. And he said that they're doing everything they can to help Canada, both Canada and the United States, especially with Canada, to stay strong, because Trudeau's days are clearly numbered. He should be out within about 3 months, and Biden should be gone within two. So stay strong, get prepared for the next government, because you will have an opportunity in Canada for a new government here in the next couple of months as we shift into the fourth dimension. That'll be September. Late August, September. So it's very clear. And the purpose of this show is to make this world a better place. And I hope everyone have enjoyed the show. It's a nonprofit program. And if you'd like to support us, just go to our website at outofthisworld1150.com and contribute whatever you like. And also, Gerhard has a wonderful nonprofit show as well. We work together. And if people would like to donate to your show, Gerhard, how do they do that? Is there a website they can go to?
Thank you. Please go to the website www.radiosol.at, like Austria, as radiosol.at. Or our project now here in August, September, we start here, is the peoplepowerconference.com. In Europe, you can also make donations here and contribute with your message.
Okay, wunderbar. And then would the 15th be good for our next show, Gerhard?
Right, good, yes. In 2 weeks.
Okay, wonderful. I'll make a note. And then we'll talk off air in a few minutes. I'll hang up after we finish up the program. Anyway, thank you so much, Gerhard, for all your fantastic help. Mark, thank you so much for joining us today. It's always a lot of fun to talk to you.
Nice to meeting you, Mark.
Yeah, likewise. Good to meet you, too.
Okay. Thank you for being on the show.
If we all work together, we can create a much better and happier world. And thank you so much, Gerhard, for your fantastic help today. Much love to everyone.
Okay, thank you. Bye bye.
Here
comes the water
bye-bye.
Song, our signature at the end of the show. All we need is
Radio Salt, the all-in-one solution for entertainment.